following May, that was November, the end of November, the fall, I played a couple of theater dates, even though I wasn't on the air. I did quite well in New York, the Apollo, and I played Brooklyn Fox.
Do you have any other pressures with the law during this period?
No.
In court for any reason at all?
No. And in May, I came here and went on KDAY, and I was there 13 months. The station was sold. Then we came back here, and then I went to Miami to WQAM in, let's see, August of 62. I left there at the end of November 62. And I have thus been out of work since. Because my whole aim was to get back into the New York scene. This is what I've been aiming at. This is what I've had my sights trained on. And that's pretty much the story. I was never a hip-skip type of radio man. I stayed a long time in the places I was at. That other than the movies and the stage shows and the theater record and so forth, it's the story of my life, so forth, that's it.
Is there anything else in your background you think might help me?
Well, you talking about character background now, or what?
Yeah.
Oh, I've always been a big supporter of charity causes and things. I've knocked my brains out to help. I was a national radio chairman for the Jewish Arm for Asthmatic Children in Denver. Max Youngsink, bringing up the data, and I worked with him.
Where's Max Youngsink?
United Artists. I was the teenage chairman, national teenage chairman of the Childhood Nephrosis Foundation. Citations, I got all that stuff. I mean, the plaques and the citations and everything, plus the radiothons and the telethons.
Could you get me a list of all the citations you've got?
Sure. I may even have a few of them around here. Any there in the cupboard?
Most of them are in Connecticut.
I hope Jackie kept those. Those are important. I think the ones I have here are Boy Scouts and things like that.
Have you worked with the Boy Scouts?
Oh, sure.
Shooting in the dark.
Yeah, we know, but
sometimes you come up with something that seems like a piece of sand that turns into a mountain. Retrospect, you get a much better idea as to where you're going, and very often, particularly when it's the story about a witness, this stuff on green will be infinitely helpful.
I'll turn it off, by the way.
I think we've about had it.
Well, naturally, I... Tommy Green?
Yeah.
He was married to my first wife, my ex-wife.
Where'd you first meet him, Al?
What was the year that you were at Camp Pendleton when he was stationed there? He was in the Navy. And he was detached in Medical Corps, in the Marine Corps, and was at Camp Pendleton. I would say 11 years ago or so. And I had my two children by that marriage with me in the summer times, and I drove them back to California that summer. And that's where I first met him. He was in the Navy. He was